For a city that only has one fracking well and no pending permit applications, last night's public comment was about spinning hypotheticals, not the here and now.
It can be done, and it can be done responsibly.
John Ekstrom is with the Houston-based gas firm Noble Energy, which recently opened a 65,000-square-foot operations center in neighboring Weld County.
And based on my experience, the benefits that can be reaped by Fort Collins are great.
Representatives from the oil and gas industry easily outnumbered citizens at the meeting, like resident James Sack.
I don't even know the science behind this, but I do know that from a business standpoint, this does not make sense for a city to spend a lot of extra money on repairing its roads, its bridges, to lose all the water that's going to go to this fracking effort.
Comments like that launched an intense debate from city council members. Right now, Fort Collins has one vertical fracking site northwest of town. There's been some interest in drilling more wells there, but so far no permits have been filed. Those in favor of a temporary moratorium, like Councilman Kelly Olson, argued that Fort Collins should take time to study the issues.
It's not all rainbows and unicorns. It's very destructive. And it's not always done well.
I don't think that the threat is there.
But Mayor Karen Wykenott said she thought the lack of fracking activity didn't warrant a moratorium.
If the situation moves where there's a proliferation, which I highly doubt, I'd be the first one to consider an emergency measurement that can be passed immediately.
Ultimately, the measure died on a split 3-3 vote. Councilman Jerry Horak was missing from last night's meeting, but Mayor Karen Wykenott said the city will continue to work around the issue and, quote, get it right. For KUNC, I'm Grace Hood.